What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have our Feel Good Friday positive news stories. The stories that are going to warm your heart, pull on the heartstrings, and help you realize there's some damn good people out here. We hope everyone's doing wonderful. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Tim, what do you have for your first Feel Good Friday positive news story?
So I have this awesome story about a small community. So it's in California, Berkeley, community. There's this crossing guard by the name of Miss Alice. Miss Alice was getting ready to retire. It was her last day for years, for 20 years to be exact. She was helping students cross the street to get to her school and cross the street to get back home to whichever direction they were heading towards. She's been doing it for so long and has been so consistent and has made a positive impact on so many people's lives that on her very last day, the community surprised her. They showed up with signs, with balloons, students from today, parents from today, students from 15, 20 years ago, and their children who also she was able to help cross the street for. They all showed up and they all told pretty cool stories to her, took pictures, and just helped her send off her retirement the correct way. To me, this showed a sense of community, something that we definitely talk about a lot here on the Positive Truth Podcast, but it also showed what consistency can actually do to a person's life. She was a consistent smile, consistent help, even though it's something as simple as crossing the street for so many kids for so many years, that it came back and she was able to see all those happy faces and families that she helped make an impact for. Man, I thought it was awesome. It takes a community to raise any type of child, no matter how big or small that role is. I thought this was awesome all around, and shout out to Miss Alice for making such a positive impact in hers.
Starting off with a banger on Feel Good Friday, Tim. What's something you want to be more consistent with in your life?
Man, I want to consistently give back more to our community that we grew up in, to be honest with you. I know it's hard to be consistent doing that with life going on, but I definitely want to make it more of a priority, even if it's only four times a year, or two times a year, whatever the case may be. I just want to do more annual things for the community, for sure.
Absolutely wonderful. I want to be more consistent with cardio and the conditioning. Because I saw an old picture of myself and I was a little thin, and now I'm a little chunky.
So yeah, goofy.
More consistent with the conditioning on the cardio.
I like it.
I also want to be consistent with always trying to get better and always overcoming setbacks, because my first Feel Good positive news story is really inspirational as well. It's about Dr. McBride and Dr. McBride. We're going to start off with Vicky McBride. She was born to a teenage mother herself, raised by an adoptive mother. And then when she was 13 years old, she gave birth to her son Maurice. She grew up poor. She was a single parent at the age of 13. She said she was really naive when she was young when it came to boys. She wanted to graduate high school, get her driver's license, and do all that fun stuff. And she didn't want that to be stopped whenever she had her son Maurice. She continued with her education. She went to high school. She went to college, balanced her roles as a mom, a student, and a provider as a single parent. Maurice, he didn't start off so good. He said he grew up with loving both his grandmother and his mother, but he was always hanging out with the wrong people, never wanted to be focused on school, even though that's what his mom said, and ended up dropping out at 16 and ending up in a juvenile facility. He decided to turn his life around because he saw his mother getting his college education. So whenever he got out of the juvenile facility, he got his GED, took college courses online, even had a stint as a rapper. After getting his online college education, he called his mom and was like, "We're in the same boat. I'm sorry for being so boneheaded as a kid. We should go apply for a PhD together." And that's what they did. And in August 2013, they graduated together, got their PhDs together in education. And Maurice's was in organizational management. Vicky's was in education. They wrote a book about it called Almost a Statistic, The Remarkable Story of Doctors Vicky and Maurice McBride. That's actually how I heard about this story. I thought it's an awesome feel-good Friday, semi-inspirational, positive news story I want to talk about on here.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter how you start. It's about how you finish. That was super inspirational on this feel-good Friday, man. I'm liking it.
Would you say that they were consistent with their education?
Absolutely. You got to be great, man. And they're definitely great.
What do you have for your next feel-good, positive news story, Tim?
Man, my next one is pretty cool. So I have a man by the name of Paul Myers. He's a resident of New York. And one day he was actually walking to church. It was on a Sunday. And while he was walking, he started feeling sick. When he started feeling sick, he fell out. It's because he went into cardiac arrest. When he went into cardiac arrest, he said he just remembers seeing blurs. And that blur that he saw was actually a McDonald's employee that saw him fall out. He went over there and started administering CPR immediately. He was administering CPR, and at the exact same time, another McDonald's employee came by, and he actually had a defibrillator, and he was able to use that to keep him alive while the paramedics came, was able to take Paul to the hospital. Paul was ended up getting transferred to another hospital where he spent a month there recovering. Paul now is okay. After this month, he gets out of the hospital, he's able to walk, and the first thing Paul wants to do, I need to go find this McDonald's employee and tell him thank you. He gets to the McDonald's, goes to the employee to tell him thank you, and the McDonald's employee was as humble as can be. He didn't want to give out his name. He just said it was no problem, and Paul was so just shocked, but at the exact same time, very happy to see how humble this young man was, because he just saved his life and he knows he wouldn't be here without him, that he said it inspired him to talk about his story online. So that's what he did. And that's how I found this story here, JP. I thought this was really awesome, because just like your mom always said, when you want to do something for somebody, you just do it. You don't give a name. You just do it anonymously and you keep it pushing. And he saved this man's life anonymously. And I just thought it was awesome. Shout out to that McDonald's employee. That was my first job when I was like 16. So yeah.
Feel Good Friday. This might be a classic episode. Before we get to the last three positive news stories, we want to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing they're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for reading stories to the daughter. She told me today that I was the best storyteller in the whole world. And I know she was just trying to get me to read her an extra book, but I'll still take it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, Tim. I'm grateful for running water and dishwashing. I've been not doing carbs. I guess any carbs except fruit. And I've been actually attempting to cook. I'm getting better. I can cook approximately 2.5 things. You gotta do the dishes when you're cooking all the time, and man, without running water, it would be so hard. So I'm grateful for running water and that dishwasher.
Yeah, I don't got a dishwasher. Technically I do, I haven't set it up. Man, it's hilarious. I've been washing dishes this whole time.
What do you mean you haven't set it up?
Man, we had a dishwasher, it broke, we never used it, so we just been washing dishes ourselves, and then I think Edna's aunt gave us one. It's just been sitting in my garage. I was supposed to get it set up during COVID or something, and
during COVID? 4 years ago?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's just been in there. I was like, wait a minute, I think I do have a dishwasher.
What are you doing this weekend? You need to make that happen ASAP.
I got yard work, man, and then, yeah, it's Easter too on top of the life.
Next weekend, you need to make that happen. 4 years, me. Wow.
Plot twist.
Yeah, that would be the first thing I'd install in that dishwasher. Good for you, though, Tim. Good for you. Back to positive news stories. I have another really feel-good and inspirational positive news story. It's about a Chinese family called the Dongs. In 1939... Lloyd Dong Jr. was really young, and he was in Coronado, California. Now, due to what was going on politically and around the rest of the world, the Chinese were not given any chances for housing laws. Any sort of everything that was done with buying and renting in California, they weren't allowed to do any, they weren't giving Chinese that opportunity. And the Dong family had They had just came here. They were trying to get started. Parents were trying to get them in college, but we can't find a place to stay. But they found one couple in town that wanted to rent to them, and they gave them a chance to rent to own. And that was Emma and Gus Thompson. Emma and Gus Thompson were both born in slavery. When they got out of slavery, they got married, became a black entrepreneurial couple in town, and they were the only people that rented to the Dongs. The Dongs ended up buying the property, and of course, if you buy a property in California in the 1940s, let's just say it's worth a lot now. The Dongs have kept it in the family since then, and they're planning to sell the estate for a combined worth of $13 million. And to give back, they are donating all of that money to a scholarship fund, $5 million of it, to a black college students using proceeds from the sale in the house and trying to get San Diego State University's Black Resource Center named after Emma and Gus. They said it's the least they can do because they had an opportunity to get raised in a home, own a home when they got older, go to college, get an education, have families on their own just because one couple rented to them. And that's just one positive thing that's leading to $5 million in scholarships coming
to students. 5 million positive things.
Yes, in 2024. If that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what does.
Man, positivity leading to more positivity. That's what we're about. Man, I'm loving that.
What do you have, Tim?
My last story of the day, it comes from Pennsylvania. There's this entrepreneur, and she actually left her six-figure engineering job to volunteer at a mechanic shop where she learned how to fix cars, and then she founded the Girls Auto Clinic whenever she was finished, JP. The Girls Auto Clinic is the first of its kind in the entire nation. It offers car care memberships, car care education classes, and hands-on mechanic workshops for women looking to learn the skills for themselves. The best part about it, while you're waiting for your car to get worked on, you can get your nails done, man. That's the best part about it. She was actually inspired to do this because she went into a car dealership or a mechanic and she had to talk to a man about her car. She didn't know anything about the car and she felt like she was just gonna get done over. They were just gonna rip her off and she wasn't going to understand. So that's what inspired her to go to this mechanic class and figure out what was what. After she did that, she realized there's a lot of women out there like me. Whenever she was taking these classes, it was 17 to 18 people in there, which majority of them were 19 to 21 year old males, just young kids, while she's a grown woman with a degree. And she realized, I can do this. She used to go to the Jiffy Lube over right next to her nail salon so she could walk over while her car was getting done. So she put two and two together. And now not only is she helping the women in her community, she's helping women all over the place that are coming far and wide just to get their car worked on or looked at by her and her team. I thought this story was awesome all around. It made me feel good because people are thinking outside of the box to help their community in ways that I can't relate to.
That's an amazing positive news story. I love the nail part, though. I love the nail part because not only is she providing mechanic service, she's providing services in the service, because when you're waiting on your car to get fixed, you're just sitting there. If you don't have your computer or the internet, you're just like, what's going on? Am I just reading a book? And you're in these uncomfortable chairs. She's educating people and providing a service. 10 out of 10 positive news story, Tim.
I'm a sucker for a pedicure, man, so I definitely love the story all around.
I'm a sucker for statistics that turn around the trend. The trend is that no one's getting married and everyone's getting divorced. Statistics say that's not the truth. So to help you out on the Feel Good Friday, marriages are up, divorces are down. Marriages per 1,000 people are up to 6.2, and they're down to an all-time low at 2.4. Take that, world.
Yeah. I like that. I'm glad to hear that, JP, because for the longest, that's all people were saying was the complete opposite.
And it's not the truth. And we're going to a wedding on the 23rd of May.
Oh my goodness, is it that fast?
It's that fast, yeah.
Wicked.
It is that fast.
Time is flying.
It's not me. It's our coworker, Carlos.
Nah, it's JP. It's JP. Surprise.
100%. Still just single and doing the dishes, baby. Single and doing the dishes. Shout out to the running water and the dishwasher.
All classic moments with the positive truth.
Also, shout out to quotes. What do you got, Tim?
The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Quotes by Tim.
You should give away that dishwasher.
And you ain't lying. I'm not going to use it.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.